Welcome to this very special edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and with me via the telephone today is our host, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, you're not in Kansas anymore.
No, I'm not in Kansas, Dave. And I am just delighted to say hello to our listeners. I am calling you from Cape Town, South Africa. I'm at the very tip of the earth.
Yeah, I've been there, and that has to be one of the most beautiful spots in all of God's creation.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. If you were to sail southward off the tip of the location where I am now, you wouldn't hit land until you reached Antarctica. So I feel as if I'm looking out to the end of the earth right here from Cape Town. But it's wonderful to be here, and thank you for allowing me to call in and say hello to our listeners today.
Well, Chuck, tell us a little bit about why you're in Africa, and maybe specifically today, what you're doing down in Cape Town.
Well, Dave, a week ago we left on a four-nation tour with one of our dear ministry partners, which is Faith Comes by Hearing, headed up by Morgan Jackson, one of my dear friends, and we're working together to reach people with the Scripture who cannot read it. And Faith Comes by Hearing distributes an audio Bible in the mother tongue of people who cannot read all over the world. And they're partnering with us to help us to launch our new short film project, which is designed to teach people who cannot read the Scripture what the Scripture says. And we've taken the biblical principles from some of the key stories and dramatize them in short films. And we've been over meeting with partners in four different countries. We've been in Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, and now South Africa. We're meeting with ministry leaders and taking the stories into villages. And I have had quite a unique load of experiences, Dave. It would be impossible to express them all in one short program. But the Lord is using the short films in a very, very powerful way. And I've got so much to share with our listeners today of all that God is doing through our mutual efforts to take His word and His financial principles unto the least of these.
Well, Chuck, we're certainly excited to hear what God is doing through you down there. And when we get back, I want you to tell us a little bit about why you are doing missionary work overseas when Crown is right here in the U.S. And we'll hear about that in just a moment. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this special edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and our host, Chuck Bentley, is on the line calling in from Cape Town, South Africa. And Chuck, for many of our listeners, they may not know why Crown and why you would be overseas when Crown Financial Ministries is a U.S.-based ministry.
Well, Dave, both of our founders, Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton, felt the call of God in the year 2000 to expand outside of the United States, that there was a hunger all over the world to learn God's financial principles. And I have to tell you, that was of the Lord, because we're now seeing a global financial meltdown. So every country I go to, the economy is on people's minds, and we're now serving God's people in over 80 nations. And it has been such a wonderful experience to see the work that the Lord is doing through this ministry. And most of our listeners probably think of us as an American ministry, but in fact, we're now a global organization. We've been global for 9 years, and we've been looking for ways to reach what we call the lower part of the pyramid. If you divide the world into four economic strata, there's affluent, which is a small percentage of the world's population. There's the middle class, and then there's the poor and the ultra-poor. And the poor and the ultra-poor, those two categories make up more than 50% of the world's population. So we're talking about 3 billion people. And by a global definition, those are people who live on less than $2 a day. Mm. The ultra-poor live on less than $1 a day. Dave, I've been in countries where unemployment is 70%. And those who have jobs, the 30% who have jobs, their income is somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 U.S. dollars per month, meaning if they were living in the United States, they would have to survive on that little amount of income, which is almost nothing. Right. So we've come here to share God's financial principles among those people and other ministry leaders, and the reception has been just incredible, and I want to tell our listeners how delighted I am to report of God's movement among the poor and the ultra-poor in every place that I've visited. You know, the Scripture tells us that the poor are rich in faith, and we should esteem them for what they do have. And they have this rich, vibrant walk of faith, and I've been exposed to so much worship of people who are authentically crying out to God in their native tongue and just making a joyful, beautiful song to the Lord, and my soul is overflowing with joy. What a blessing it's been for me. I have so many stories to tell you, Dave, of what God is doing here through our mutual efforts.
Well, Chuck, let's get started on some of those stories. Let's go back to you got there a few days ago. What were some of the first places that you went and some of the things you experienced?
Well, we landed in the nation of Kenya, which is East Africa. We landed in the capital, Nairobi, and we were invited to show our short films in a public school. Now, imagine that, a public school.
Yeah.
And in this particular school in Nakuru, Kenya, there's a boys' side of the campus and a girls' side of the campus. Now, here, the kids have to travel so far. Some of the larger schools, they're boarding schools, so there's a dormitory where the children live during the week while they're attending public schools. So we arrived on a national holiday, and we invited the boys who were interested in viewing the short film. And this school was the equivalent of 10th, 11th, and 12th grade if we were in the U.S.
Okay.
And they voluntarily came out to see what we brought them. 60 boys viewed the first films, and that was right before lunch. They had no idea what they were coming to see. But the spokesperson was a senior, a boy named Nelson. And he spoke to me afterwards and effectively said, Chuck, if I didn't know what you were bringing, every boy in the school would have come to see these films. He said, we're a generation that learns by seeing. We learn by what we see. We love film. We love video work. And these stories grabbed our hearts. And so we asked them, what did they learn from these stories? And we were amazed at how much God taught them and our opportunity to teach the up-and-coming generation throughout Africa. Because here's what happened, Dave. Some of the boys left at lunch, and they started telling the girls. They went to the girls' side of the campus and told them what they'd seen. Well, after lunch, we were invited to do the same thing on the girls' side of the school, at the Nakuru Public School there in Kenya. And 900... out of 900 of the girls showed up for the film. And so within a matter of hours, Dave, word got around, and 100% of the girls came to see the films. It was just amazing how the buzz started throughout the campus. Now, the principal, the headmaster of the girls' school came, and she sat in with us. There were people of all different faiths and some of no faith whatsoever. And we got to show three of our short films, ask them what they learned from them. And Dave, hands went up throughout the auditorium. In fact, we could have stayed for hours listening to what God had taught them. And the girls started ministering to each other as one would stand and say, this is what I saw in the story, and this is what God taught me. And then another one would stand. And so they became the evangelists and the ministers. It wasn't us teaching them. And one boy said, Chuck, normally when people come to our school, they preach to us. But today, God spoke to us. He spoke to us through His Word. We got to hear from God. And it was so encouraging. In fact, the headmaster, she's referred to as Madame Nancy. And Madame Nancy said, Chuck, this will go throughout all the public schools of Kenya and reach millions of kids in this next generation. This is the tool and the method that they need to be reached. She got so excited, she started wanting to line up other headmasters to invite me to come to their schools. And I said, I can't go to all of those schools. I just wanted to see what you thought. And we realized then that God had given us a tool that we could get into the hands of all the schools in most of the nations of Africa, Dave. I'm not talking about just Kenya, where there's, I think, an estimated 12 million children in the public school system in the nation of Kenya. Think about all the continent of Africa that has about 750 million population. How many kids we could reach using these stories. And they were so excited. In fact, there were several who said that they received Lord Jesus as their Savior from watching those films and reported to us that it had impacted their lives deeply.
Well, we're going to hear more from Chuck Bentley from Cape Town, South Africa, right after this break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this very special edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and with me on the line from Cape Town, South Africa, is our host, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, you've been sharing some amazing stories about your work there, and just in the first day or so, reaching almost 1,000 kids at a public school with a short film series. For those that are listening who are wondering, what are you talking about with this short film series? Give us a thumbnail sketch of what are the short films, what are they communicating, and what stories are they telling?
Dave, the short film series was birthed in my heart, and I believe it was an idea that God gave me to reach the people who could not read His Word and to help to bring it alive in a very dramatic, powerful way. So we've been testing these stories in Africa where the Lord originally touched my heart. And what we have found, Dave, because throughout this week we have shown them to the affluent in this country, to ministry leaders in this country, to mega churches and to churches in these rural villages where they have no electricity, they have absolutely nothing, they're meeting under trees. We've shown them to a pastor's training conference. We've shown them everywhere. And God has continued to reach out and speak through them and touch people's hearts. And what we have seen, Dave, is that these are not films. They're a learning system. They're a ministry tool that allows people to simply and effectively teach other people what God wants them to know about His financial principles. And we call them a learning system because they're simply a dramatization of God's story. And then there's a time of discovery where we ask them, what did God teach you? And over and over and over again, the tests have proved valid. that God is speaking to people through these stories. They understand exactly what he's trying to say. They get it. They get involved in the story. They absorb it. They want to watch it again. And then we have what we call a monologue, where one of the key characters comes back and teaches them the key principles. And in every case, the monologue is simply validating what they've already learned and gleaned themselves. And they're learning principles of living in God's economy, the value of work, the value of honesty, the value of good planning, the value of following God's principles for empowerment and financial freedom and liberation. And they're seeing for the first time that beyond salvation, God has a plan for their economic well-being. He has a plan for them to use their own resources for their benefit and good. And Dave, the light bulbs are going off. People are getting excited. Some of these teachers have said this will liberate Africa because our young people will learn exactly how to use the resources. We're one of the richest continents on Earth, and yet we're the poorest people on Earth. This should not be. And we think we can help break the dependency for receiving aid from outside the country, and they want that. And they're excited about that, Dave. So that's what these stories are designed to do. We're preparing to release them in the United States because we're finding that so many people and so many churches and businesses and families want this kind of tool for their children because young people will engage in a visual story.
Sure.
And so we're preparing to release them this fall, Dave. I'm sorry, I'm so excited. I can hardly contain myself, but that's what the stories are about, and the people in Africa cannot wait until we get them in their languages. We're preparing to translate them into the 26 major languages of the world so that we can reach 75% of the world's population, and we're asking our listeners to be a partner with us, to join us financially so that we can complete this work and see what God will do. It's just going to be fantastic.
Well, Chuck, we can't wait to have the opportunity to see those films this fall. Bring us another story.
Well, Dave, I came away being reminded how precious is God's Word. You see its incredible power when people hear it or see it for the first time. People who've never known God's Word, they may be professing Christians. They've been evangelized, but they haven't had access to know God's Word. And we were in this remote village, Dave, and it's mud huts. With men, women, and children, and there's always a village elder. And they've been listening to the audio Bible provided by Faith Comes by Hearing in the Maasai language. And the Maasai is one of the fascinating tribes of Eastern Africa, and a very regal people, and just wonderful to be among. And the village elder asked to share his testimony. And he stood before the whole community, his whole village, and had been listening to God's Word, being discipled by God's Word, in their own Maasai language, and he said to all of us, I was a worthless man. I was the village drunk. I had ruined my life. But I walked by one day, and I heard God speaking to me through this little tool, this little audio Bible, and I knew God wanted to reach me, but I ran from him. I hid from him. I did not want to hear his word, but day after day, they were listening in my village, and one day, I sat long enough to hear the Gospel of John, and I gave my heart to Christ. I'm now no longer a drunk. I'm now no longer a worthless man. I shared the good news with my entire family, and now I'm sharing the good news with the entire village. And I want to say to the people of America, thank you. Thank you for liberating me as a man. Thank you for liberating my family, and thank you for giving my village hope. I appreciate your efforts to get God's Word into our hands. And Dave, I felt like the richest man on earth when he said that. I was so blessed. And I want our listeners to know what a great privilege we have to have God's Word and to take his Word to the ends of the earth, to serve his people with the most precious thing we have, his powerful Word.
That is a great story. Well, Chuck, we're going to take a short break and be right back, and then I want you to tell us another couple of stories and then how we can pray for the people of Africa. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll take a short break and be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're talking with our host, Chuck Bentley, all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. And Chuck, you've been there for about a week now, and I think it's safe to say that we could probably fill a week's programs just on the stories that you have in your heart from these few days over there. And there's a specific one from a little village called Ndola that you want to share.
You know, Dave, this is the first time I've been outside the country since I've been the CEO of Crown. I've worked with Crown almost 10 years. I've been the CEO for about a year and a half. And God always uses these short trips to give me a better perspective. And the main message I realized, and the overriding message when you get out of our country, is to realize just how precious it is to live in a country where we have the freedom to worship, and we have access to God's Word, that we can know Him personally. And when you get outside of our country and see people totally come alive and be discipled and grow in the faith, just instantly because of their extreme hunger to hear God's Word, it just renews your vision and passion. We went back to a village where I visited several times. In fact, we partnered with a man who trains pastors in this village in Ndola, Zambia. They come from the Congo. They come from Tanzania, from Uganda, from Zambia, from Zimbabwe. This particular week, there were over 200 pastors there for training in two things, training in understanding God's Word so they can be better teachers of God's Word, and in His economic principles. But we pulled up at night, and the 200 pastors came out waving branches of trees. And it was very similar to them of waving a palm branch. And they grabbed us by the arms and surrounded us and began in their native tongue, began to sing praise songs to God and do a dance. Just to thank us that night on it with a wide open African sky for bringing them economic hope. And I was touched and became so committed to continue to do my very best to reach those who are hungry for God's Word. And I just want to say to our listeners, I want you to join us. I want you to give and give generously, because when you give to Crown, you're giving to reach people who need to know the Lord. The things we often take for granted, they are so hungry for. We not only need our own house in order, but we need to be generous to serve those who are hungry to know God. And we're committed to that end, and I'm so appreciative of our partners in America who give us the privilege of serving our all-worthy Lord.
Well, you've been listening to a special edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. Chuck, our prayers are with you, and we can't wait for you to get home and hear more about what God did over in Africa. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.